Good evening. Welcome to Bunnell Arts by Air, brought to you by KBBI AM 890 and Bunnell Street Arts Center. We are so glad to be here amidst Denaina and Sukpiak lands, stewarded by the Nanilchik Village Tribe, on a beautiful Friday evening, and so pleased to welcome Emma Hill here. Emma is an Anchorage-based singer-songwriter who's joined us here before for this Bunnell Arts by Air concert series that is graciously supported by the Homer Foundation and by Bunnell and KBBI members like you. So you can tune into this concert series every third Friday here at Bunnell, on the radio station, and online at kbbi.org and on Bunnell's Facebook page. So wherever we find you, welcome and enjoy.
Hello. Oh, well, for those of you out in Facebook world and Radio Land, I am actually looking at real live humans right now, you guys. There's a handful of beautiful people that I'm going to serenade, and I'm excited that KBBI is making it possible to send my music out over the airwaves, mm-hmm. and it's really special. This is actually going to be my first concert back in front of humans in a very long time, and I couldn't imagine a better space to make songs in. I'm going to do my first song. Is called Am I Talking to You? It's from my Magnesium Dreams album. Hey, here I am. I've been up since 6 a.m. worrying again. Hey, how are you? Are you brushing your teeth? When was the last time you had something good to eat? Is it better than love? Have you forgotten your friends? Have you told yourself you're only worthy of a car and all dead ends? Am I talking to you? Am I talking to me? How much hurt must we both feel before we heal and we're both free? Am I talking to you? Am I talking to me? You're all alone in these days. It seems that's how you'd like to be. But oh, you're not alone. You're just lonely and trapped up ignoring your own soul. Oh, please don't forget working on a project that I am writing and going to be recording in Denali National Park later this year called Park Songs. I spent about 6 months traveling over 30,000 miles with my partner Spencer, living out of the back of our Tacoma, exploring as many of the national parks as we could in that time. So we got to about 30 of them as far as monuments, parks, and everything. Mm-hmm. And I wrote little pieces. I didn't try to challenge myself to write full songs, but just little bits of inspiration, little melodies, little poems, things like that I wrote throughout the trip. And this last winter, I've taken all of those notes and written an album. And I'm also going to be putting out a collective book to go along with it, with pictures and poems and a few short essays. So I have a lot of songs inspired by nature. And I think that even though this one was not written from that trip, I'm thinking about including it just because I've been singing it for years and it's never made it onto an album, and it just feels like it might be have been waiting this whole time for this project. It's called Supermoon, and it's about a wonderful evening I spent camping on the Oregon coast under this beautiful, beautiful big moon. I found you under the light of the moon. supermoon. It was a supermoon, supermoon. It was a supermoon. We walked down to the beach, see the light on the sand. On the maybe list, I'm gonna sing you a song that's definitely gonna be on the Park Songs album, and this is inspired by three beautiful days in Big Bend National Park in southern western Texas, one of the most beautiful places I have ever been, and the second darkest place on earth. So if you can think about what the stargazing would be in a place like that, it was even more. I could never have believed it. And I spent time on the Big Island of Hawaii, so also a really great stargazing place, but this was. So this is a song called Thin Black Line. You guys still doing good? You look good. It's really nice to look out and see eyes, so thank you for being here. And to all of you maybe driving around in your truck, soaking up this sunshine that's trying to poke out, I can see you too. Glory serves cicadas as the day gives way to night. Stars arrive above us, the moon is on the rise. Clouds move so slowly, they seem frozen in their flight. Pink glow gives way to shadow as they settle into night. The mountains all decline in shadowed glory, shadowed sight. Now they're just a thin black line between me and the sky. If you could hear them howling, if you could be so still, if you could hear this nature's hum, I hope someday. Thank you. I look at my set list here. Don't worry, I'm not checking my texts. Just because I write the set list and I call the shots, I'm singing a lot of new songs for you guys. I did just come out of a very strange time, and so I did write a lot. I'm trying to throw a couple of older ones in case anyone was banking on that, but I'm really going to use you guys as guinea pigs, so get ready. This is maybe the corniest song I have ever written, and that's saying something, you guys. I've written some pretty serious love songs in my day, but this song was just, it was kind of in the point of quarantine where I was losing my mind a little bit, and my partner, who's just so steadfast, he just really grounds me. He's just like, he reminded me, he said, hey, there's still so much to be thankful for. At that time, like, spring was coming in, my tulips were coming up. We had just adopted two little dogs, little senior citizen Pomeranians from the shelter, who are now the light of our lives. And he was reminding me, he's like, you know, yeah, it's still really scary, and we don't know what's ahead, and it's just awful. But there remind, and I'm all about gratitude lists, so it was really nice. He's like, you give people this advice all the time. He's like, wake up every single day and remind yourself at least three things, and even in the middle of a global pandemic, you can find that. So I wrote this song and thanked him for giving me a little reprieve from my total doomsday point of view. We are we. Sometimes I wake up too early in the morning just to think about my life. I do the math and think, how cool is that? I've lived about 12,000 nights. I dig deeper and calculate the days we shared each other. I drove down here with two of my besties, and it's just so fun to be in Homer, and it's our first time being in Homer together, so that's exciting. And this is a song off of my Magnesium Dreams album that they really like. And so, thanks for driving me, guys. Love you. So this song is actually, I was mentioning before the show that I have toured in Europe several times, and I love it. We travel all over. Germany's kind of like our home base over there. And we've made so many beautiful friends. And I wrote this song when we were in, I started it in Munich, and at the time we were traveling by train, which was such a cool way to tour. I'm so used to just being stuck in the car all the time, and it's fine, but I'm, for one thing, I get motion sickness, so I can't read in the car. My bandmate gets to, and he kind of teases me about it all the time. But we listen to lots of podcasts. I try to do educational things. But on the train, for whatever reason, I was able to read and write during it, and it didn't affect me the same way. So I was just writing all these little song ideas. So I started this in Munich, kind of worked on it as we got up into Bielefeld and then up to Hamburg, and then I actually finished it when we got to Amsterdam. It's a song called Stardust, and I don't know, it's a pondering of what it means to be human and how tricky that can be sometimes, and really awe-inspiring but also kind of terrifying. But it's good. It can be all those things and wonderful all at the same time.
Say ignorance is bliss, and I think they're right, as everything else is just constant denial. Distraction is crucial, but
so spoiled. So right before my last trip, tour, I should say, was actually a chunk of time on the East Coast, and then we flew over to Europe for a jaunt about Germany and parts of Switzerland and Austria. And as part of that trip, we put out just a strictly online, not a physical form, but a 3-song EP as a way to help promote that tour. And I would love to play at least one, maybe two of the songs off of that, as it's technically my latest studio album work. This first one is the title track off of it, and it's called How Could I Have Been So Wrong? And it's basically just a song of mine looking back kind of on my youth and my early 20s, and I don't know, having the grace to acknowledge that there were like many mistakes made, and to face those mistakes and also acknowledge that like you have to have grace with yourself, because our mistakes are how we learn, it's how we grow, and they're pretty imperative to being a better version. But the song is about how it can sometimes be really hard to have those memories and realize, oh, I did not handle that correctly.
She was a girl, a friend of mine, a waitress on the weekend, almost lovers, kindred spirits. She grew up poor, so when the money came, she lost her ish. She couldn't wait to go and spend it. When the rest of us were wasted time, naked in bed, she shrugged it and said she couldn't. Who could have known how near she was to drowning in her well of sadness? Now I see the hurt you had, honey. Wish I'd seen it all. Looking back on all those times.
another one from that EP. And you guys, it may be hard to believe, I wrote this song prior to the pandemic. And it's a song called The World Is On Fire. And it was really just me getting political and angry. And, you know, I think I'm like hitting that spot in my 30s. I'm like, yeah, I can write about this. Judge away, world. I love y'all. But anyways, I didn't know what was ahead. So I hate to say that some of this stuff is still very relevant, but in some ways, it is. Yeah, the thing about songwriting is it's, at least for me anyway, it's always been my way of taking all the things that the world throws at me and making a little sense out of it. And then I put it in this form that I can throw back, and it makes me feel a whole lot less alone. Nice to be able to share some of these newer ones with you, because obviously that's what I would have been doing for the last year of my life. But this is a song about lifting the people up around, especially like our loved ones. I feel like we all go through bits of time maybe where we don't like either see our full worth, or we're, you know, our self-esteem's a little down. And I think it's to have the people that love you to hold that mirror up and remind them, you know, how beautiful and how special and how important they are. And I do a lot of mental health activism in general, but I try to incorporate it in my songs. But this is just like one of those, like, some female friends of mine, I just want to shake them and go, "Oh, you have no idea how just like magical you are. Like, let's just, you know, rise above the surface stuff that our brains sometimes lie to ourselves about." So this is called "See You Like I Do." Girl, you better get your head back on your shoulders. What they gonna say now that you're older? You're so hard not to be so sad. Sometimes you gotta be your own better half. I wish I could shake you right out of your skin. Remind you what matters is what's within. Every now and then. It used to be a thing that I did when I was a lot younger just to get myself out of my I'm so in love or I'm so heartbroken rut, because I lived, Brian, my bandmate, who unfortunately can't be here tonight because he lives in Oregon and he's not yet traveling, but hopefully one day soon we'll get him back. He and I have been playing together for 14 years, and he plays pedal steel and sings beautiful harmonies and plays banjo, but he likes to joke that albums 1 through 4 are just Emma's dating volumes 1 through 4 and a real, really cuts, because he's not wrong. But I like to think that I've grown as I've aged and my experience, but he definitely was really stoked when I started doing the prompt writing, because it just made me step outside of my comfort zone. But this song, it was interesting. It was right in the beginning of quarantine. It was the first song I wrote after getting home to Alaska and hunkering down. And I said the prompt should be time capsule. And I thought about how songs themselves can act as a time capsule. You can hear a melody and suddenly just be all of your senses, you know, drawn back to a place. And so I wanted to think about that, but for me, but also what I just thought of a random, like I said, so what's something in your life that if you hear it or you think it or you see it, you're immediately taken back in time. And for me, it was this ceramic music box that I have with, it's an angel with the wings were broken off when it was gifted to me, but it used to belong to my grandma Mary, and it was gifted to me when she passed. And so every time, I don't even have to wind it up. I know the tune, and if I look at it, I just think of, even though she passed when I was really young, we were really connected, and so like we had all these fun memories together. So this song is kind of all that in song form. It's called An Angel with No Wings. That was why I was kind of doing my in the corner fake green room rehearsal earlier, because some of these are very, very new. I've never sang them in front of anyone. But I'll give it a try. Why not, right? We're just streaming on the radio. No pressure. It's just going to be encapsulated forever in time. It'll be a good challenge. So this is, this one is called When the World Spins Again. Thank you. same theme, but you guys, you gotta give it to me. It was kind of a single theme year we were going through. I was like, I'm not gonna put out an album that's just like all COVID songs, but I might have an EP, y'all. And this is just thinking about exactly this feeling right here. I was so desperately missing making music and experiencing music and being in a room full of people and just dancing and just feeling all those magical feelings you get when you're sharing such creativity and energy with a room full of people, and some people that you love and others that you don't know at all, and there's something special in that too. I guess I was missing the comfort of strangers, if that makes sense, and of course the comfort of friends. So this is a... Yeah, this is called When Will We Sing Again? We'll figure it out. I think that's what it's called. I should also say, I usually run away and hide in Hawaii for a bit each winter, because even though I'm born and raised Alaskan, I'm kind of bad at winters. And it gets progressively worse as I get older. And... last year I was kind of panicking that I wasn't gonna get to go. And so this song's kind of reflecting on that. I was really trying to embrace winter, you guys. Like, I was going on walks. I was like, you like this. That's like tricking myself. Winter fell before I knew it. The snow is here again. Trying harder than ever to consider it my friend. Sunsets before dinner, even if dinner's set at 5. Where we used to gather, sit signs of solitary life. Oh, how I long to see you share your space inside a crowd. An unfamiliar face shaping the words we sing out loud. Oh, I goodness. Oh, it feels so good to not be in my living room. I had my little cozy chair, though. Like, one time, I think I streamed from a different spot, and someone was like, where are you right now? Like, they're like, we always see, like, this painting in the background. I was like, whoa, I have more than one corner in my home. But I was sure thankful for that cozy corner. It kept me, you know, I just, again, that gratitude, I feel like as crazy as last year was, I'm just so thankful I came out okay. My loved ones are okay, and I know there's lots of hope, and I know that it has not been that same experience for everyone. So very, very grateful and so thankful to look at all your beautiful faces and to hang out in this room that I love singing in. Those of you in the outside lands, you need to hang out and sing an a cappella song in Bunnell Arts Gallery and buy some art while you're doing it. But it's kind of magic. It's actual magic in here. And I remember the first time, I think it was years ago, and it was actually during the winter. So like, oh my goodness, and my family was with me. The first time I ever played this room, it was my mom, my dad, my brother, Brian, who's like family, and me. And we like weathered a storm to get down here. And then this, we'd never been in this space. And I was like, worth it, so worth it. And yeah, what a trip. That was many, many years ago. So it's nice to have come back several times between now and then, but especially now after such a long time. I'm gonna do an older song because I've just been, you know, having too much fun here playing these new ones. I feel like maybe I could sing one that you might recognize. This is, speaking of national parks and my love for them, they did not just start recently. This is a song dedicated to my absolute favorite one here in our state, good old Denali National Park. And I had spent quite a bit of time around the park, but the first time that I got to go and drive the park road all the way back to Kantishna and spend some time with some amazing human beings back there, and the day we drove in, it was beautiful, but the cloud cover was in, and I woke up the next morning, and I was making coffee, and we were staying at this cute little cabin with French doors, and I opened it up, and it was seriously like this, like, I could hear the angels singing, y'all, I was like, ah, and there was Denali, like, in her full glory, and I, like, seriously almost dropped my coffee cup, and I was like, wow, I'm so small, this is so amazing, so I wrote this song shortly after. It's basically, like, it's about Denali, but it's just about the beauty of Alaska in general, and how much I love calling Alaska home. It's right. tune. I've been ending my shows with this song for years and years now. I wrote it in the back of my father's plane. First, those of you that don't know anything about me, I was raised out on the Upper Kuskokwim in a tiny village called Sleep Mute. And we ended up out there because my mom was a teacher, but my dad was also a pilot. And so I spent my whole life flying around in a Cessna 206. And many years ago, I was living in Portland going to school, and I was desperately wanting to move home. And my tour schedule was really crazy at the time, and I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And so I was feeling really torn about that, but something about this visit home, this would have been in summer of 2011, and I was on my dad's plane, and I just knew it. I suddenly had this just like realization that I would make it work, I would figure it out. And shortly after, I went home from that trip, and I packed all my things, and I drove up, and it was the smartest decision I've ever made. But this is just an homage to this fine state. It's called Alaska Dear, I'm Coming Home. Alaska dear, I'm coming home a few weeks at a time. Hatcher's Pass is where I'll roam by the Timberline. Pretending to be my grandfather. You know I am a miner's daughter. Hoodie, I'll tell no lie. Many wonder why I choose to live out on the road for good. My visits are so far and few. Alaska dear, I'm coming home to you. I miss the birds, I miss the trees, I miss the midnight light. I miss the salmon in the brook, my father changing out my hook. I even miss the small plane flights. I miss the places and the faces, cozy hum of the slow paces. Alaska dear, I'm coming home to you. The mountaintops, my favorite spot, so I'm still in awe. Alaska dear, I'm coming home to you. Alaska dear, I'm coming home to you.
The month to Bunnell Arts by Air, broadcast from Bunnell Street Arts Center in Homer, Alaska on KBBI AM 890. That was Emma Hill and her new album, Magnesium Dreams. KBBI support by Jeff Lockwood and Desiree Hagen. Bunnell support tonight are Asia Freeman, Katie Emmerich, and Adele Person. Funding provided by the Homer Foundation and Bunnell and KBBI members like you. Join us next month on June 18th for Joe Goodkin's one-man modern musical folk opera retelling of Homer's Odyssey. Until then, be well. This is Bunnell Arts by Air, saying goodnight.
Thanks, guys!